This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens, and others run by state or local bodies. The government has assured citizens that there is no shortage of petrol, diesel or LPG, urging people not to panic as it strengthens response measures amid tensions in West Asia. In a statement, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said domestic LPG production from refineries has been increased. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with the Iranian President, Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian, and conveyed Eid and Nowroz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season would bring peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said modern warfare now goes beyond borders, with national security covering economic, digital, energy and food sectors. Addressing the Raising Day and Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Sainik School Ghorakhal in Uttarakhand via video conferencing today, Mr. Singh stressed the need for a strong military backed by alert and prepared citizens, noting that conflicts today also involve cyber, space and information warfare.
In today's warfare, countries are weakened through economic warfare. Through cyber warfare, entire systems can be affected. In the space domain as well, competition and security have become major issues. Most importantly, today is the era of information warfare, where controlling the narrative has become an important part of warfare.
Warfare ka important part ban chuka.
22 countries today urged Iran to halt attacks and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, warning of global consequences. In a joint statement, countries including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Japan, South Korea and Australia condemned Iran's attacks on commercial vessels and energy facilities in the region. They warned that the impact of such actions would be felt worldwide, particularly by vulnerable populations, and called for immediate de-escalation. The United States has eased sanctions on some Iranian oil, allowing limited sales of cargo stranded at sea as it seeks to contain the war's impact on global energy markets. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced a narrowly tailored short-term authorization for the sale of Iranian crude and petroleum products already loaded on vessels, valid until the 19th of next month. Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire offer Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. In Jammu and Kashmir, a large gathering of Eid prayers was held at Dargah Hazratbal on the outskirts of Srinagar, while in Ladakh, Eid ul-Fitr is being celebrated across Kargil district with religious devotion and simplicity. Thousands of people gathered to offer special Eid prayers in a subdued atmosphere. In Orleans Masters badminton, top-seeded Nozomi Okuhara ended India's Tanvi Sharma's breakthrough run today, defeating the Indian teenager 21-9-21-16 in the semi-finals of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France. And with that, we end this news bulletin.